What's up, y'all? It's your boy Deb, and I'm back with another video today. So today's video, I'm going to be telling you guys my testimony and how God radically changed my life. I pray that this video inspires you. I pray that it brings you some form of encouragement to whatever you may have went through or you may be facing, and know that Jesus is there to save you. Jesus is a savior for a reason. He's a healer and a deliverer and a restorer, a way maker. Literally, he holds the name above every other name, so therefore whatever you need him to be, he can be that for you. And so I pray that you guys are again inspired and know that God loves you and that I'm sending you love your way. May God continue to bless you guys. I'm gonna hop right on in. So I'm going to try to keep this as quick as possible because I know that I can be very long-winded at times. September 2020, I was sitting in my room typing up an essay for school, and I was watching a Stephen Furtick sermon, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me to pray for change. And I immediately got excited, and I was like, yes, change is good, change is great, I need change in my life. And then the Holy Spirit also gave me revelation of what change would look like. And I knew in my spirit that I would have to let go of premarital sex, let go of foul language, let go of pornography, let go of the things that I found my identity in. And I knew that I'll have to let go of a lot of the things that didn't really serve a great purpose in my life. And I told God no because I had just found a happy medium. I finally had some peace. And me and my ex at the time, we weren't arguing or anything. And we had finally kind of gotten in a great headspace with one another. And then I had just got off of military orders too. So it was just kind of, everything was peaceful for a minute. And a couple weeks later, I ended up getting deployed to go overseas to Kuwait. And while I was in Kuwait in December, I remember journaling. And when I got done journaling, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, reread what you just wrote. So I reread what I just wrote, and I got down to the very, like near the end of the bullets that I wrote down. And I had asked God to do a complete 360 in my life before I left to come home. And my prayer life was like, that's the only thing that I commend myself on, really, is my prayer life back then. That's really the only thing I commend myself on. It's my prayer life and my walk with the Lord. Because I prayed and I had faith that God would come through for me. If I prayed about it, I didn't worry about it. If I prayed about it, I knew that God would come through, he would answer. And I was a witness to God just like that. Like, he would just answer. Just like that, because I had faith and I put my trust in him and I didn't worry. Although I was doing things I didn't have any business doing, you know, having premarital sex, falling in the habitual sin cycle of pornography and masturbation and all of that, God still had his hand on my life and his grace was sufficient for me then and now. So I was overseas, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. So January 2021, give y'all some time stamps. So January 2021, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me to tell my mom about me being molested as a kid. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, why are you bringing up old stuff? Stuff that I swore that I would take to the grave and never talk about again. And so when I was 4 years old, I was molested by an older male figure in my life. And I lived out of that trauma up until I was 20. Yes, which is last year, actually. I am 21 years old. I lived out of the fear of being molested. I lived out of the fear of being touched again. And that root of molestation caused me to go through identity confusion, not knowing who I really was on the inside, not knowing what I wanted to identify as sexually, if I wanted to identify as bi or straight. That's what started my pornography issue. Pornography ended up becoming an unhealthy coping mechanism for me. And after all that had passed, I was afraid of making guy friends because I didn't want that to happen again. I didn't want to be touched again, but I was also in fear of wanting to be touched again. You would have to actually read about the psychological aspects of childhood molestation on women and men so that you could understand in depth more of why I said that, because that happens and you can become attracted to your molester, or you can want to be molested or touched sexually again. And I was afraid that would happen to me. Me living out of that trauma, it wasn't what God had ordained for my life. It wasn't my identity in Christ. I was trying to find myself in the world and find myself in a lot of different things that didn't really serve God. I tried to find myself in relationships and friendships, with hanging out with certain people and trying certain things and wanting to look like a certain person that I seen on Instagram, or I wanted this lifestyle for me. But honestly, it didn't serve God at all. But going back, so the Holy Spirit had spoke to me and told me to tell him about me being molested. And he kept saying it. So February, he told me again. March, he told me again. And at that point, y'all, I was like, bro, like, Holy Spirit, you get on my nerves. Like, you're agitating me. You're irritating me right now. Like, why are you wanting me to do this so bad? And I was kind of, I was fed up, y'all. I was so fed up. And he told me again at the end of March. He told me to tell her again. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to do it because you're not going to stop. And this is really agitating me. So on April of 2021, on Easter Sunday, I told my mom everything about the same-sex attraction, about the molestation, about how that led me to living out my trauma and all of it. I remember after I told her, I felt like there was a weight lifted off of my chest. And she told me that this is my exodus and this is your deliverance. And I was like, okay, you know, woohoo, deliverance, great. And at the time, I didn't really understand a lot of that. Like, I grew up in church and I kind of knew a little bit about God for me, but not into the depths that I know now, because I've actually sought after him. I sought after his heart and I sought after his presence. And so I know a lot more now than I did prior to. And I remember the very next day I woke up to get ready for work, and it's about a maybe 3 to 4 or 5 minute walk to my job when I was overseas. And while I would walk, I would always pray in the morning. And so I remember getting up, getting ready, and I felt every pain, every traumatic experience, every grief, every little thing that I had ever did, everything that I had found myself in, I felt like the pain was just sitting on my entire body. I felt so heavy, but there was a small piece of me that just wanted to praise God. There was a small piece of me that just wanted to shout, hallelujah, shout for glory, shout a shout of praise. And I didn't understand why, and I was just explaining to God. I was like, God, I don't know what this is. I don't know what's going on. And I explained to my mom, I was like, I don't know why I feel like this or what's going on. And so another day passed and I felt the exact same. And so that night I went to sleep. And while I was overseas, I was going to the gym around 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. And I had an alarm set for 12:50 a.m. so I could get up and I'd go to the gym at 1. And I went to sleep with my AirPods and I listened to gospel music going to sleep and stuff. And I remember that Jesus Saves by Tasha Cobbs was playing in my left AirPod. And I woke up around 11:50-ish. And I said, oh, I have an hour to sleep. Okay, I can go back to sleep. So I went to kind of toss and turn and get comfortable to go back to sleep. And as I closed my eyes, I know that the Bible says it's a sound of a mighty rushing wind. It was like a sound, like a mighty rushing wind. I don't care. Y'all can say if I'm being dramatic. I don't care. I know what I felt come through that thing. Like, yo. I know what I felt came through that bunk. And so the Holy Spirit came over me, came through the bunk, and I remember lifting my hands and speaking in tongues at a Godspeed. And I remember my body just literally sliding off of the bed onto the floor. So when I hit the floor, the Holy Spirit left me. And then I got back up on the bed and I was looking around, like, and the Holy Spirit came right back. And I just did the same thing. And so while that was happening, if you're in the military, you know what an open bay is. If you don't know, I'm going to explain it real quick. So open bay is a room and it's filled with bunk beds, and it's about maybe 30 to 40 of y'all that sleep in an open bay. We don't share a bunk with anyone. We all have our own bunk. They're kind of sectioned off. So it's me and my battle buddy. He has his own bunk behind mine and we shared a space. And I remember Jesus Saves was playing so loud. It was an outer body experience for me. Like Jesus Saves was playing out loud and I was speaking in tongues at a Godspeed, and I felt like everybody in the barracks could hear me. I felt like everybody in that open bay could hear me. I kid y'all not. And so when it left, I was asking my battle, I was like, bro, did you hear anything that just happened? Like, I was kind of shook, but I was excited. Like, it was like a rush of joy. It was a rush of love. And the Holy Spirit came in. He took everything from me. And I'm not gonna say I didn't know how to feel, but I literally was excited. I was joyful. I felt the love of God. I felt his presence. Just, it was great. So I remember calling my mom and my sister, and I was like, y'all just don't believe what just happened. They were like, hang up the phone and enjoy that time with God. We'll talk later. Go, go, go. And so I just enjoyed that time with God. Y'all, I went to the gym because I couldn't go back to sleep. I was too hyped. So I remember going back to sleep that night, and I woke up the next day, and I did my daily routine. I turned on some Money Bag or some Meg Thee Stallion or Lil Baby or somebody, and I'd be turned up while I'm getting ready to put my boots and stuff on. I was teed up. I was like, yes, I'm teed up, you know what I'm saying? And I was convicted. So I immediately changed the music to gospel. And I finished getting ready and I went to work. And so when I went to work, throughout the day, the Holy Spirit convicted me and corrected me. My foul language, like me cursing, I stopped cursing when I was overseas. I stopped listening to secular music. Like, I was convicted about listening to secular music. And I was like, I just can't do this. Like, this is not that for me. And the Holy Spirit began to get on to me about a lot of stuff. Like, hey, you don't need to do this anymore. You don't need to do this. You need to let this go. You need to come to me and allow me to help you through this and walk through this. And I was like, okay, you know, cool. And I knew from that day forward that I would never live the same. I knew from that day forward that I didn't want to live the way that I lived prior to, because I lived in a lost state of mind. I lived in a perception of a reality that really wasn't what I needed to live in. It wasn't godly and it wasn't my portion. And so I knew that I wanted to take my walk with the Lord very serious from that day forward. I knew that I wanted to keep experiencing His presence and what I felt. And I knew that I wanted to seek after Him. And so I saw and I saw, and then I learned to fast and pray. I learned the importance of covenants and upholding a covenant with God and upholding the covenant that you share with your family as well. I understood why I needed to tell my mom, because my mom is my covering. My mom would always tell us growing up that she is a touch point to God for us on our behalf. She's the head of our covenant, and we were to tell her everything, and I never told her that. And so I feel like I had to learn in that moment. That was my lesson, that you need to learn to open your mouth. And I will always stress to other people, open your mouth. The quicker you talk about it, the quicker you can heal from it. The longer you wait to talk about it, the longer it takes. And I had to learn that if I would have opened my mouth back then, my praying mother could have prayed. She could have went to God on my behalf. I probably wouldn't have had to deal with what I dealt with. But I'm okay that it happened that way, because God gets the glory out of that. God gets all the glory. He gets all the praise, all the honor. And I know that God will get the glory out of my life. And so I am wholeheartedly joyful and excited. Healing and deliverance is a process. You have to walk out your deliverance. You have to walk out healing. And I had to learn to let go of bitterness in my heart. I had to learn to let go of unforgiveness in my heart and to let go of forms of pride, because pride has different forms that it can take in your heart, and it can harden your heart. I had to learn to allow God to give me a heart of flesh and to soften my heart and to learn to unhide all of my ways that weren't like Him, so that He could change it and cleanse me and sanctify me. And dang, I said I wasn't gonna cry, y'all, but that made me wanna cry. Oh, that's crazy. But it's a lot that if I could stress to you today, is to go to God. I don't know what your situation may be. I don't know what you may be experiencing. I don't know what you may be struggling in, or whatever you may deem as a struggle for you. I don't know what that may be, but I know that Jesus is a Savior. He'll never leave and He'll never forsake us. He is there for us. He is there to pick us up through the midst of our struggle and our pain and anything that we're going through. He can change it. He literally is the key. He's the answer, y'all. Like, I had to realize that my obedience was better than sacrifice. I could have sacrificed all that God had for me in that time if I wasn't obedient to the Holy Spirit telling me to tell my mom something or to pray for change. You know, like, finally, although, look, delayed obedience is disobedience, and I was disobedient, I'm not gonna lie to y'all, but when I was finally obedient, it was worth it. And so I know that obedience is something that we have to learn to walk out in surrenderance, because when you surrender your life to the Lord, you have to learn that you surrender every area of your life. And when I surrendered my life to the Lord, I had to understand that, Devin, you're still struggling. Devin, you're not perfect. You're not going to be perfect. Jesus is perfect, so you don't have to be. And it's about progression, not perfection. And once I learned that, I knew that, you know what? The Bible says that God is faithful to complete the work that He started in me to the day of Jesus Christ. God is not a man that He shall lie. He is faithful to complete it. He is faithful to perform it. And when I realized that, I said, you know what? God made me some promises. I'm not gonna always be here long. I still struggle with sexual temptation. I still struggle with pornography. And although I still struggle, I still trust that God has a plan for my life. I still trust that I won't be here for long because God made me a promise. God told me some things and he spoke to me about it. He told me that he allowed to be a thorn in my flesh so that I would need him. And I went from praying for God, just take this one away, just take this one away. I'm tired, I'm frustrated. This is not working for me. I don't want to be in this place anymore, because if I'm being completely honest, there's a lot that I let go of, and this is the only thing that I haven't really let go of for me to truly walk in what I need to walk in and know that God has called me to walk in. And I'm like, God, please just take it away, take it away, take it away. And I had to realize that it's not for him to take it away. It's for me to give to him. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. On the night that the Holy Spirit came over me, I was set free from everything. From that day forward, I've had to unlearn those things. Because who the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm free, but I have to train my mind to be free. I had to train my thought process like, hey, Devin, you are free, so you don't have to do this. You're not bound by this. And so there was a lot of cycles that I had to break, and there is still a cycle that I'm still learning to break, that I'm still learning to overcome. But I went from praying for God to take that away from me to just saying, you know what, God, in your timing, I trust you. I'm going to continue to hold on to the promises that you told me concerning this thing, and I'm going to continue to walk in what you called me to walk in. And I remember just saying, God, get the glory out of my thorn. Get the glory out of my thorn. Because he has a plan. He has a purpose. There's a reason behind everything. God is in the details. And so I don't want you to think that you're just going through this for no reason, or that you went through that for no reason. There is a reason behind it. And there's something that God wants to do through you concerning that. I pray that you all have been impacted by this testimony of mine. I pray that you give whatever it is to God, that you go to him and question, not questioning his authority or his power or anything like that, but just go to him and question, like, hey, God, like, you know, just have a couple questions. Because when you talk to God, it's a dialogue, not a monologue. It's a dialogue. It's you and him. And so when I'm praying, I'm expecting him to answer. I'm expecting him to respond. I'm expecting him to speak to me about whatever it is. And I had to learn that while I was overseas, I would pray and I would ask God questions, and he would respond throughout the day, throughout his word, throughout sermons, throughout people. He would respond. And it's all about how we respond. God looks at how we react. He looks at how we respond to him. And so I pray that you have been inspired by this testimony. I pray that this has touched you and impacted you in some form or fashion, and that Jesus can be the answer for you today. May God bless you. You guys have a blessed one.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.